In a study done by Rutgers University over a 5-year period, they found that 50% of college graduates are unemployed or underemployed, and many graduate with debt from student loans. This affects their credit rating. But what about their ability to do a job? Veronica Pyrus is a college student who says it's wrong for employers to use credit checks to determine whether they get hired. She says it violates people's rights to privacy.
Because there's always a reason behind why people have bad credit. You don't know if it's because they have to pay off school loans, they have to pay off medical bills, and personal stuff goes on in people's lives that we don't know about.
And fear over credit checks stop Pyrus from even applying for jobs she wants.
Whatever your credit score is, that's what's going to determine you to get a job. And when I start looking for a job and I'm on Craigslist or online, I see certain jobs that say we do credit check and I don't apply because I know with my loans and my personal stuff that I'm not going to get that job. But that doesn't make me a bad person. I'm a good worker. My credit score doesn't determine my ability to work.
It's blatant discrimination.
Tasha Rosa is a project coordinator with NYPIRG, the New York Public Interest Research Group at Borough of Manhattan Community College.
Basically, you know, a lot of my students, they're graduating into an environment where it's so difficult to find a job, you know, an entry-level job even. And if you can't find a job upon graduating, what is your degree worth in the first place?
Christy Obrew, a college sophomore, says being evaluated on credit history is unfair.
I just feel like it's completely wrong. I mean, what does my credit score have to do with my work ethic? They're just trying to find a way to stop certain people, certain demographics and whatnot, from getting a job, from applying to their jobs. And I just think that's kind of ridiculous. I mean, I know that I'm going to be taking out student loans in a few semesters, and I don't want that to affect whether I get a job or not, because it says nothing about me.
TransUnion, one of the largest credit bureaus in the United States, says there is no correlation between a person's credit history and their ability to do a job. Nevertheless, what credit unions are doing is carving out a new market, according to Andy Morrison, the statewide outreach director for NYPIRG.
So they're carving out this market. You know, they're already selling to lenders and landlords. Now they realize, hey, we can sell these credit reports to employers and make more profits.
Morrison says in this poor economic climate, now is not the time to create more hurdles for students. So far, 8 states have moved to restrict credit card checks from the hiring process. Those gathered want New York to do the same.
There's a bill in the New York City Council. It's called the Stop Credit Discrimination in Employment Act. It's Intro 857, and it has 35 sponsors. But it needs to come up for a hearing and then a vote. So we're putting pressure on all the council members and the speaker to move forward on this bill to help New Yorkers.
And you had council members at this rally today.
Yeah, we had 5 council members who are championing this bill. The lead sponsor of the bill is Councilmember Brad Lander from Brooklyn. So he introduced the bill, and he's gotten a lot of his colleagues to sign on as well.
And what will the bill do?
The bill will prohibit the use of credit checks, credit scores, credit reports in the hiring process for all jobs in the 5 boroughs.
Councilmember Brad Lander said at a time of continued economic hardship, employers should not deny people jobs based on their credit history. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.